آتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, before I start, today's session of Tafsir al-Quran, I would like to congratulate on the birthday of our second Imam, Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wassalam. As we know that we are discussing about the commentary of the chapter Qisas. In this chapter, Allah has mentioned various stories of the life of our Prophet Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and also the story of the unbelievers, those who are not ready to accept or believe the message of our Prophet. In the last session, we had discussed that on the day of the judgment, Allah created a scene in this world, the scene of the day of the judgment, and asked various questions from the unbelievers, mushrikeen, those who are not ready to accept the religion of Islam. They are not able to answer the questions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the result, the punishment of Allah is there for them in this world and thereafter. The only way of salvation, the only way of prosperity that Allah has mentioned in this chapter is three things. Number one, At-Tawbah, illa man taba. And the second one, the belief, the faith that they are having on Allah and prophets and the holy books. And the third one, wa amilu salihan. Those who are doing the righteous deeds, there only the way of salvation is there. If they want to come out from this hard test or hard questioning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have to have faith on Allah. They have to accept the message of our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi sallam. After mentioning the conversation between Allah and the mushrikeen, the unbelievers, in this chapter, because we are reaching to the end of this chapter, Allah has mentioned one of the small story of Qarun ya Kohra, that Allah has mentioned a small story of this person in Quran, though we are left for few verses of Quran because those are related to the unbelievers. And still the conversation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the unbelievers are going on. Because we are at the end of these 15 days. Tomorrow we are going to summarize what we have learned in these 15 days from this chapter, Qasas. Today I want to mention one of the story that Allah has mentioned in this chapter, the story of Qarun. In the result that Allah has mentioned in this chapter is those who are the following followers of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Before some sessions, we have mentioned that being a follower of a prophet is easy by saying that we are the followers of a prophet. But remaining on the track or remaining on the path is very much difficult. That's why most of the time we have to pray in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawaffana muslimin. At the end, the aqibat and the end of our life should be as a Muslim or a mu'min. That is the main important thing for as in our life as a believer. Those are the followers of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. They followed Hazrat Musa. They were with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. But when they reached to a certain position, certain stage, when they gained a lot of things from Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, then they started deviating from the right path. Allah has given the example to the Muslims of the time, believers of the time, that don't think that you are accepting the message of your prophet means you are you will remain as a Muslim in this world. No. Till the end of your life, you have to stay on the right path. Next slide, please. It is the story of Qarun. Next. No, the back. Inna Qaruna. Yes. Qaruna kana min qawme Musa. Qarun was one of the follower of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. According to some of the narration, that he was a cousin brother of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Some relationship will be there between Hazrat Musa and Qarun. And also Allah was given him a knowledge that he had, wa ataina hum min al kunuz, the knowledge that Allah was given to the Qarun. He has the knowledge. What kind of knowledge? They didn't mention anything in this verse of Quran. But the knowledge that our scholars has mentioned is the knowledge of economics, the knowledge of agriculture or industry or everything. Maybe the knowledge of how to convert a copper into a gold. That Allah has granted Qarun a knowledge, that it is a reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of the people, they are having in their life the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will grant them a knowledge to whomever Allah wants, Allah wishes. This is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Allah has granted him a knowledge. He was the relative of our Prophet Hazrat Musa, and also he is one of the follower of Hazrat Musa. He was the follower of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. When he reached a certain position, that he gained lot of money, lot of wealth from his knowledge, that what Allah has granted him, then he started showing his own desires against Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. That's why Hazrat Musa alayhi salam start asking zakat. One of the narration narrates that Hazrat Musa has started asking zakat. When Allah granted you something, you are a rich person of our community, a wealthiest person of our community, a strong personality, that you are growing towards, you are gaining lot of money in this world. That means you have to think about the needy persons, those who are poor in the community. You have to pay the certain zakat or certain donation you have to give to the community. He started showing his own desires. No, this is my money. I have worked a lot behind that. How I have to pay the zakat? Why I have to pay the zakat or homes? Why I have to give the donation to you? They have planned to not to give the donation or the zakat. In this stage, Allah has mentioned this small story of Qarun. What happens? How he reached to the certain position by using the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by using the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reached to the certain position. Then he started disobeying Allah and Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. What kind of wealth he was having at that time? Just Allah has mentioned in one sentence what kind of inna mafatihahu. Mafate means the keys of the boxes where he kept the gold or the silver or all the documents of his properties. Those boxes are large in number, various boxes as he had. The heavy keys are carrying his lot of men and servants of Qarun. They are carrying the keys of those boxes. Some of the commentators says that no, they carried the boxes of wealth of Qarun, or the keys of those boxes they are carrying. Those are very heavy in weight. They didn't able to carry 10 members or 15 or 20 members. They are carrying the keys of those boxes. In those boxes, the wealth of the property of Qarun was there. At this stage, Qarun reached by using the knowledge that Allah has granted him. Bil usbate ulil quwa. Usba, the word has been used in usba for brothers of Yusuf too. They are usba. How many brothers that Hazrat Yusuf had? 12? 11. 11 brothers plus Hazrat Yusuf, 12. 11 brothers means the number which crosses 10 in Arabic, known as usba. The same word has been in the chapter Yusuf. They are Yusuf, they are 11 in numbers. They started planning against Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. Here the same word has been used. Usba means more than 10 servants of Qarun. They are carrying the boxes of Qarun. Those boxes are full of gold, silver and other things that the Quran has not mentioned. Is qala lahu qawmahu la tafrah. The believers, those who are the ummah of Hazrat Musa, the followers of Hazrat Musa, they started saying, Qarun, though you are having lot of wealth in your life, Allah has granted you, this is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't be arrogant. By having this wealth, don't be arrogant. Don't think that Allah has granted you means Allah will love you a lot more than us. That means Allah has granted you a gift. You have to take care of that gift. You have to think about the other person, those who are in the community. La tafra, inna Allah la yuhibbul farihin. God will not loving those who are the exultant or those who are arrogant in their life, those who are crossing the limit. So you have to stay in the limit. Though wealth brings some sort of arrogancy in your life, but you have to control yourself. Think that this wealth is also a trust and trustworthy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your hand. This is the amanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to think about the amanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has given you a lot of things. You don't cross the limit. That the qawm of Musa, the friends of Qarun, those who were there at that time, they started advising Qarun to don't be cross the line or the limit that Allah has fixed that limit for you. Then they started saying or advising Qarun to not to cross the limit. Next slide, please. وَبْتَغِ فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Here certain things that Allah has mentioned that advises the followers of Hazrat Musa at that time, the friends of Qarun, the relatives of Qarun started giving to Qarun to avoid him and bring out him from his arrogancy. What he has showing his wealth in the community, he is not ready to pay the tax, he is not ready to pay the zakat, he is not ready to help the poor, but he is coming on the road, on the street, by showing his wealth. The qawm of Musa started advising him. The first advice that they are given to Qarun is La tafrah. Don't be arrogant by using your wealth. Don't think that Allah loves you more than us, but you have to stay in the limit that Allah has asking from you. The first advice, the second advice, وَبْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. If Allah has granted you something in this world, you have to think about the day of judgment. Use those bounties of Allah, blessings of Allah to save your akhirat. This is the best time. Oh, Allah has given you the wealth, the money. That means what can we do from this wealth? This is the best opportunity. By using that money, by using that wealth, I have to construct a beautiful house for myself in the day of judgment. We are going to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what you have done. Whether wealth, whether ilm, your knowledge, or anything else that Allah has granted to anyone else, they have to think about the day of the judgment. وَبْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. This is the second advice that they have given to Qarun, to think about the home, or think about the life of the thereafter. Because the life is going to be come in front of you. Don't think that this is the life, end of your life. This life is as a journey, you have to reach to your original life, that is the life of akhirat. The second advice, the third advice, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Most of the times, some of the people saying that Islam is against the wealth or the rich persons. No, here this sentence will show that وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Whatever your needs are there in this world, you can fulfill your needs by your wealth. You have your life, but by having your life in this world, by using that money or wealth, but you have to think about the Darul Akhirah too. Don't destroy this life and don't destroy the coming life. You have to balance in between these two lives, this world and the coming world. You have to balance in between. This is a very tough for a believer, a hard time for a believer to balance between dunya and akhirat. Dunya bhi kharab na ho, akhirat bhi kharab na. Dunya ko dono ko utha ke chale. It is very difficult one. Wala tan se naseeba ka minat dunya. Don't forget about your portion, your needs in this world. You need something in this world. You had to spend some money. You spend it. Most of the times our Aima Athar alayhi salatu wasalam asked from his companions and the followers, don't be a miser in this world. If God has given to you something, Allah want to see the result of those things in your life. Allah has granted you a knowledge. Allah wants to see the result and the effects of that knowledge in your life. Allah has granted you wealth, that Allah wants to see the effect of that wealth in your life, in your family, in your life, in your children. Allah wants you to see the effects and the results of those wealth in your life too. That's why this verse of Quran, this portion of this verse of Quran is very much important for us. To wala tansa nasibaka min ad-dunya. Allah has given you power, Allah has given you knowledge, strength, wealth. You have to use those things in this world to make this world beautiful. And don't forget the day of the judgment. The life that is thus coming in front of us, we have to think about that life too. This is the third advice from the Qawm Musa to Qarun. And the fourth one is Ahsin kama ahsanallahu ilaik. Ahsin kama ahsanallahu ilaik. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful phrase of this verse of Quran. Be good to the others, that Allah is good with you. What Allah has given to you, what Allah has rewarded you, what Allah has opened His doors of rahmat on you, be kind to the other peoples too. Allah wants to see that. Those who are asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the answer will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that, are you ready to forgive the other people or not? If you are ready to forgive others, that means you can gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. Allah has given a lot of good things to you. Allah wants to see those things to be transferred or repaid to the community and the people of this world too. Allah wants to see that. Ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilaik. What Allah has given to you, Allah wants to see those things in your life too. You want to be a good doer to the others. Think about others. Do good with others. Ahsin kama ahsan. This is a beautiful phrase of this verse of Quran. Ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilaik. This is the fourth advice that the people of Hazrat Musa, at the time of the Hazrat Musa, has advised us to. Qarun, don't be arrogant in your life. Be good with the others too. And the fifth one, the fifth advice is also, وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. If you use your money to deviate the people from the right path, or to show your arrogancy in between the community, what will bring? What will be happen? People start doing the wrong things in this world. They also want to gain some lot of money to bring their life equal to the life of Qarun. What will be happen? The facade will be there. The corruption will be there in the communities. The corruption will be there in the society. Don't bring facade or corruption in the society on the earth. Because Allah has rewarded you, you have to use on the right way. Don't cross the limits. If you cross the limits, the facade will be there. The corruption will be there. The damage will be done to the community. وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Allah will love those who are having the patient. Allah will love those who are clean and purifies their heart. But Allah didn't love those who are the agents of the corruption. They are increasing the corruption in the society. Though they didn't know what they have, what they will be say. They will say, this is our wealth. This our money, what can Allah has given us, whatever we can do. That Allah has mentioned here, no, your wealth is not your wealth. Your wealth is a trustworthy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is amanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to use those amanat through the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The amanat should be used as a command and questions of the Amin, what he is asking from us. That Allah is asking some lot of things from us, we have to listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next slide, please. They advise us five things to the Qarun to stop him from the arrogancy, to stop him from the fasad, from the corruption. But what is the answer of Qarun to them? This answer is very much understandable, or we have to think about this answer. What answer Qarun has given to the people of the time? قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيْتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Indeed, this is not a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why everyone did not have the wealth? This is a gift of my own hard work. This is a gift of my knowledge. That I have worked for this, again this that one. Why I have to pay to the poor and the needy? Why I have to pay the zakat? Why I have to pay the homes? Why I have to pay to the centers and mosques? I gain this knowledge by my own knowledge, gain this wealth by my own knowledge and my own hard work. I didn't want to be anyone. This is my money. Whatever I can do. Hala innama utitu ala ilmin indi. That ilm and knowledge is with me. I am a knowledgeable person. I am using my knowledge to convert copper into a gold. I am the richest person of this community. Who are you to ask from me to pay the zakat or homes or something else? This is the answer of Qarun. Oh, Allah will aware of the intentions. Allah will aware what we are saying and what we are doing in this world. The reply of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran in this chapter is, Alam ya'lam anna Allah qad ahlaka min qablihi min al-qurun. He didn't know about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's singing that I am the strong man, I'm the wealthiest person of this community, no one can harm me. Qarun has to be go through the history, the strongest person, the stronger than Qarun, the wealthier than Qarun, the richest the man of the than the Qarun. They were in the communities, they were in the cities and the countries. We destroyed all of them without asking the reason from them. When our punishment will come, we didn't ask any reason from them, or we didn't ask any question from them. The punishment will be come. This is a reply of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beautiful reply from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alam ya'lam anna Allah qad ahlaka min qablihi, before him, min al-qurum, man huwa ashaddu minhum quwwatan. Those who were most powerful than this Qarun. What is the Qarun? We destroyed Fir'aun. Qarun has seen by his own eyes that Fir'aun has destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has saw the punishment what Allah has given to Fir'aun and Haman and the soldiers of Fir'aun. But still he is crossing the limit. He didn't know they were more powerful than Qarun. Wa aktharu jam'an, they had more wealth than Qarun. وَلَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذُنُوبِهِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. When the punishment will come, we didn't ask anything from them. The divine punishment will come means comes. Oh Allah, wait for a few seconds or a few minutes. We want to go to our home. We have some calculation. We have to pay something to others. We have to get something from others. No, there is no time at all to think about our own life. When punishment will come, it will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When the message of Allah will comes, no one can bring forward and no one can send it to backward. This is a message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذُنُوبِهِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. That when it comes, it comes. Most of the times Allah will ask from the unbelievers. Those who are unbelievers, Allah is asking question from them. What happens to your partners? What happens to my partners that you are associated with me? Where are they? Call them. But Allah comes to them, arrogant peoples, there is no reason to ask any question from them. That means those who are arrogant in this life, their position is worse than the unbelievers in this world, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last verses of Quran we have recited. For the mushrikeen, Allah asking some question from them. What happens to you, my partners that you are associated with me? Where are those lords, leaders? Call them if they are ready to help you. But for the arrogant peoples like Qarun, Allah is not giving any time to think about the answer. Think about their life. The azab will come means comes. Allahu Akbar. وَنَمَنْ وَأَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا لَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذُنُوبِهِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. What happens? What punishment Allah has sent to the Qarun? What punishment was there? We know that, but Allah has mentioned in Quran. Next slide, please. Thank you very much. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. One day Qarun come out from his home with full of zinat. Full of zinat means we know that whatever he had in his home, the jewelry, whatever he had, the money, the wealth, all those things he brought with him. He had with all zinat and all things that he had in his house, they have brought all those things with him. He decorated himself. He come onto the street to show to the people, I am the wealthiest person of this community. Say salam to me. Respect me. Give the place to me. All those things will be happen. When the wealth will come, will bring the arrogancy, it will be happen in the life of a person. He started saying, فَقَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. With full zinat, قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. What happens? The people divided into two groups. When he comes out with full power, with full strongness and wealth, the people divided into two groups. The one people, one group, those are saying that, oh Allah, you have granted a lot of things to the Qarun. We are wishing the same thing for ourselves too. What a good life, fortune that Qarun is having in his life. काश मेरे पास भी इतना पैसा होता, हम भी ऐसे ही निकलते. कुछ लोग ये कहने लगे. They divided into two groups. Oh Allah, please grant us the same thing that you have granted to Qarun. What a zinat, what a jewelry that he is having in his life. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Those who are liking this world, the worldly life, they are not thinking about the darul akhirah. They wish the same thing. يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَدٍّ عَظِيم. The greatly fortunate, the greatly fortunate, who Qarun. Oh Allah, grant us the same thing. We had to use those wealth. We had to use those money. Everyone had to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but don't compare others when you are having. You had to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala separately. Qamisla Qarun, what has Qarun has done? What Qarun was doing at that time was standing against the Musa, who has given the knowledge, the divine knowledge to Qarun. According to some of the commentators, Qarun has he was granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one of the Ism-e-Azam. Some of those who are the knowledgeable person of the community, Allah will grant them something. We can't understand what they are having in their life. Allah will grant them. Qarun was granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Ism-e-Azam too, that his supplications will be acceptable from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, the one group of the people, they are asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever Qarun having in their life. Next slide, please. The other group, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. Qarun had some ilm, but some other people also in the community, in the society, they are having that divine ilm from knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ. What you are asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wealth that Qarun is having, you want the same wealth what Qarun is having? No. Ask the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sawab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you ask sawab, sawab is better than what Qarun is having in his hand. Why? Sawab is connected to Allah. What Qarun is having, it is not connected to Allah. Those things are not connected to Allah. Their security and their safety is not guaranteed. The wealth comes and goes, but sawab remains forever. Sawab will remain forever. कहा था ना महमूद और अयास के वाक़े में शिकायत की गई कि अयास की शिकायत की गई महमूद से कि ये तो हमेशा आपके पास साथ लगा रहता है, हम तो बहुत ही महबूब हैं, हम वो चाहते हैं इतना चाहते हैं, लेकिन ये वैसा है. जब शिकायत की तो महमूद ने चाहा कि चलो इम्तिहान ले ले. उसने कहा कि रात की तारीकी में कुछ अशरफियाँ ज़मीन पर उछालते चलो, देखें कौन कौन हमारे साथ आता है और कौन कौन अशरफियों के पीछे भागता है. रात की तारीकी में महमूद का काफिला गुजरा तो वह अशरफियाँ उछालते हुए गया, तो जो लोग अशरफियाँ देखते गए वो अपनी झोली भरते गए, चुनते रहे, काफिले से दूर हो गए. जब रोशनी बढ़ाई गई तो क्या देखा कि सिवाय अयास के सब अशरफियों के पीछे भागे हुए थे. एक सिर्फ अयास था जो महमूद के साथ खड़ा हुआ था. महमूद ने कहा कि मैंने देखा, कहा था क्यों अयास मेरे साथ है, वो हमेशा मेरे साथ रहता है, तुम अशरफियों के पीछे भाग गए. उसके बाद पलटकर महमूद ने अयास से पूछा, अरे तुम क्यों नहीं अशरफियों के पीछे भागे, तुम भी चले जाते तो तुम्हारी झोली भी भर जाती. पता है अयास ने क्या कहा? मैं साहेब अशरफियों के साथ था. जो उछालने वाला है मैं उनके साथ था. वो अशरफियों को देखकर अशरफियों के पीछे भाग रहे थे, मैं उछालने वाले के पीछे भाग रहा था. जो उछालने वाले के साथ हो वो उसे कई ज्यादा मिल जाता है जो लोग चुनने में लगे रहते. एक सबक जो दिया है वो सबक यही है कि सवाबुल्लाह खैर, अल्लाह का सवाब उससे बेहतर है कि जो आप पीछे माल के भाग रहे हो, साहेब माल मोती माल के पीछे भागो. अगर उसके पीछे भागोगे वो तुम्हें माल भी देगा, इज्जत भी देगा, इल्म भी देगा. वकाल लदीना उतुल इल्म वैलकुम सवाबुल्लाह खैरुन leman amana wa amila salihan. One condition is there. That condition is you have to believe in Allah subhanahu. You have to have faith on Allah wa amala salihan wa la yalqaha illa sabirun. Three things you have to have in your life to get the reward of Allah. First is iman, the second is amal salih, and third one is patience. Without sabr, we can't reach to that position that Allah wants to see us on that position. We are trying to reach to the sawab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sawab is a status. Sawab is a status of Allah that Allah has granted to a believer. We are trying to reach to the sawab. That's why we have to have three attributes in our life. That is iman, amal saleh, and sabr. Without sabr, we can't reach to that position. Bahut zaruri hai sabr. Sabr sahibani iman ki ek sifat hai. ایمان بچانا ہو تو صبر چاہیے, عمل بچانا ہو تو صبر چاہیے. جو صبح کے اذان سے لے کر مغرب تک صبر نہیں کر سکتا وہ کہاں سے روزہ رکھے گا؟ جو گرمیوں کو برداشت نہیں کر سکتا وہ کہاں سے روزہ رکھے گا؟ روزہ یعنی صبر. واستعینوا بالصبر والصلاۃ, صبر کا روزے کا دوسرا معنی ہے صبر. صبر نہیں کر سکتا. اہل بیت نے علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے اپنی زندگی میں صبر کے ذریعے سے بتایا کہ صبر وہ چیز ہے کہ جو انسان کو کامیابی سے ہمکنار کرتی ہے. ایک طالب علم کو کامیاب ہونا ہے تو اسے 10 سال 12 سال صبر کرنا چاہیے. ایک تاجر کو کامیاب ہونا چاہیے تو تجارت میں اسے صبر کرنا چاہیے. ایک گھر کو خوشحال گھر میں تبدیل کرنا ہے تو صبر چاہیے. جو جملات پہ, جو لفظوں پہ لڑ پڑتے ہیں, جھگڑ پڑتے ہیں, وہ کبھی کسی گھر کو کامیاب نہیں کر سکتے. صبر بہت اہل بیت کی زندگی میں صبر ہے. اور مولا کائنات نے 25 سال صبر کیا. کیا کوئی کہہ سکتا ہے کہ مولا کائنات گھاٹے میں رہے؟ کس کی ہمت ہے یہ جملہ کہہ سکے؟ جو 25 سال خاموش رہے وہ قرآن جمع کر لے اور پھر بولنے لگے تو نہج البلاغہ بن جائے. جو بولے نہج البلاغہ بنے, جس کی خاموشی قرآن کے جمع کرنے کا سبب بنے, نہ اس کی خاموشی قابل اعتراض ہے نہ اس کا بولنا قابل اعتراض. صبر کے ذریعے سے کمال حاصل کیا. انہوں نے اپنی زندگی میں کمال حاصل کیا اور ساری دنیا کو سبق دیا ہے. ساری دنیا کو مصیبتوں پہ صبر کیا, عبادتوں پہ صبر کیا اور گناہوں سے صبر کے دامن بچایا, عالی شان مقام اور مرتبے تک پہنچ گئے. مولا امام حسن علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی ولادت کی تاریخ ہے. آپ امام حسن علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کو آپ کے صفات کے دائرے میں, جب بھی ہم گفتگو کرتے ہیں آپ کی شخصیت کی, آپ کی شخصیت کے بارے میں بات کرتے ہیں تو کہتے ہیں صلح امام حسن علیہ السلام. یہ کی چیز ہمارے ذہن میں آتی ہے, وہ ہے صلح امام حسن. جو بھی گفتگو کرنے لگتا ہے وہ کہتا ہے صلح امام حسن پہ گفتگو کریں گے, کیا شرائط تھے, حالات کیا تھے. صلح امام حسن کی زندگی 37 سال کی زندگی, 47 ایئرس. اتنی زندگی ہم صلح کی, ایک سال یا 2 سال کا واقعہ صلح کا, باقی 45 سال کی زندگی کیا ہے امام کی. امام بہترین خطیب, بہترین سپیکر. مولا کائنات کی زندگی میں 30 سال جو آپ مولا کائنات کے ساتھ رہے, 30 سال کی زندگی میں جہاں بھی موقع ہوتا فوج کو جمع کرنے کا, لوگوں کو جمع کرنے کا, مولا کائنات امام حسن علیہ السلام کو بھیجتے, جاؤ بیٹا لوگوں کو جمع کرو. جو اپنے لفظوں کے ساتھ, جو اپنے جملات کے ساتھ, قرآن کی آیتوں کے ساتھ, حدیثوں کا استعمال کر کے کبھی مدینے میں, کبھی کوفے میں, کبھی بصرہ میں تقریر فرماتے تھے, تو لوگ آپ کی زبان کو سننے, آپ کے لہجے کو سننے کے لیے جو تک چلے آتے. جو سب سے پہلے سید سجاد نے جو دربار میں خطبہ پڑھا تھا, میں زمزم کا بیٹا ہوں, مینا کا بیٹا ہوں, سب سے پہلے اس لہجے کا خطبہ اگر کسی نے دیا ہے تو وہ امام حسن مصطفیٰ نے دیا ہے کہ معلوم ہے میں کون ہوں, میں زمزم کا بیٹا ہوں, صفا کا بیٹا ہوں. بہترین خطیب اور بہترین مجاہد, جنگ صفین میں, جنگ جمل میں جو تلوار چلائی ہے, جہاد جو کیا ہے امام حسن مصطفیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, وہ تاریخ اسلام میں بے نظیر ہے, بیان نہیں کر سکتا. مولا کہنا جنگ صفین میں کہتے ہیں کہ میرے بیٹے حسن کو روکو, یہ رسول کی نشانی ہے, میں نہیں دیکھنا چاہتا کہ رسول کی نشانی کو کوئی قتل کر دے, روکو میرے بیٹے حسن کو. یہ جہاد ایک مجاہد پہ جب جنگ کا میدان آتا تھا اور جب صبر کا میدان آتا تھا, امام حسن سے بڑھ کر کوئی صابر نہیں. ایک مجاہد, ایک شجاع انسان, امت میں خون ریزی سے امت کو بچانے کے لیے اگر کوئی صلح کر رہا تو بڑا دل چاہیے. ہمارے علماء میں بحث ہے جنگ آسان ہے یا صلح. کہتے ہیں جنگ آسان ہے اور صلح مشکل ہے. کیوں؟ جنگ سے انسان کا دل مانوس ہوتا ہے, انسان کے اندر جو غصہ ہے وہ جنگ سے کنیکٹڈ ہے. اور کسی کو غصہ آیا تو اس کا ہاتھ پکڑ لیجئے, دیکھیے آپ کو پتا چلے گا کہ اس کے اندر کتنا جذبہ ہے, جوش ہے. انسان کا جو مزاج ہے وہ جنگ کا مزاج ہے, مار دو توڑ دو. لیکن اس مزاج کو کنٹرول کرنا وہ صبر چاہیے جسے صبر حسن کہا جاتا ہے. وہ صبر چاہیے, وہ صبر اگر نہیں ہے تو انسان یہ قدم پیچھے کبھی بھی ہٹانے کے لیے تیار نہیں ہوگا, یا دشمن کو ہٹانے کے لیے ہٹانے پہ مجبور نہیں کرے. وہ چاہیے صبر, لوگوں کے جملے, لوگوں کے تانے. اگر جنگ کرتا کرتا انسان پیچھے ہٹ جائے تو لوگ کیا کہتے ہیں, کتنے جملے ہوں گے روز لوگوں کے. کوئی کہے گا نعوذ باللہ ڈر گئے, کوئی کہتا ہار مان گئے, کوئی کہتا ہم کو ذلیل کر دیا, ارے طاقت نہیں تھی. یہ سارے جملات کو برداشت کرنا ایک شخصیت کے لیے بہت ضروری ہے جو صبر ہے. پروردگار عالم کا ولا یلقاها الا الصابر, اس مقام تک کوئی پہنچ ہی نہیں سکتا مگر صبر کے ذریعے سے. ہم گفتگو کرتے ہیں, کبھی امام کو امامت کی نگاہ سے دیکھتے ہیں, کبھی امام کو یہ دیکھیں امام ہمیں کیا سبق دے رہے ہیں. وہ سبق کی نگاہوں سے دیکھیں تو امام ہمیں سبق پہ سبق دیتے چلے جا رہے ہیں, دیتے چلے جا رہے ہیں. ہزاروں سبق امام کی زندگی سے ملتے ہیں. بہترین صابر, بہترین مجاہد, بہترین سپیکر اور بہترین سخی اور کریم, جس کا دسترخوان دنیا اسلام میں اور دنیا انسانیت میں مشہور ہے. کوئی بھوکا مدینہ آتا تو اگر وہ ڈھونڈتا ہوا آتا تو حضرت امام حسن کے گھر کو ڈھونڈتا ہوا آتا. یہ بہتر دسترخوان جو امام کا, سفرہ امام حسن. بعض علماء کہتے ہیں اگر کوئی پریشانی آپ کو ہو تو ایک نظر کریں کہ ہم سفرہ امام حسن بچھائیں گے اور چار مومن کو بلاؤ وہاں پر کھلاؤ تو تمہاری پریشانی دور ہو جائے گی. ہمیشہ کھا لینے کا نام نظر نہیں ہے, کھلانے کا نام بھی نظر ہے. امام حسن کے حضرت ام البنین کا دسترخوان, حضرت امام حسن کا دسترخوان یہ مشہور ہے تاریخ میں. ان کی نظر کرو, پروردگار عالم تمہاری مشکل کو آسان کرے گا, اس لیے کہ امام حسن نے ہر پریشان حال کی پریشانیوں کو دور کیا اسی دسترخوان سے. خود بھوکے رہے, خود فاقے میں رہے, خود پریشان رہے, لیکن اس دسترخوان سے ہر بھوکے کو کھانا کھلایا. روایت ہے کہ مکتبہ امام حسن مصطفیٰ دیکھتے رہے, ایک سائل دسترخوان پر بیٹھ کر ایک لقمہ کھا رہا ہے اور دوسرا لقمہ جھولی میں ڈال رہا ہے, ایک لقمہ کھا رہا ہے دوسرا لقمہ جھولی میں ڈال رہا ہے. امام حسن نے مصطفیٰ نے پوچھا کیا کر رہے ہو؟ کہا میں کچھ کھانا جمع کر کے لے جانا چاہتا ہوں. کہاں لے جانا چاہتا ہے؟ کہا میں نے مسجد میں دیکھا کہ ایک شخص کو جو جو کی روٹی کھا رہا تھا. ہم کتنے آسانی سے اس واقعے سے گزر جاتے ہیں, کتنی آسانی سے گزر جاتے ہیں. میں نہیں چاہتا آپ کی آنکھوں میں آنسو آ جائے, عید کا موقع ہے, لیکن ایک واقعہ ہے ایسا, جب بھی کوئی پڑھتا ہے تو رو دیتا ہے. لیکن رونا یہ مصائب نہیں ہے, یہ درحقیقت فضیلت اور خوشی کے آنسو ہے. میں چاہتا ہوں اس کو لے جاؤں اور یہ دسترخوان سے آپ کے کھانا اس تک پہنچا دوں. پتا ہے امام حسن مصطفیٰ نے کیا کہا؟ تو جتنا کھانا چاہتا ہے کھا لے, جتنا تجھے چاہیے جھولی میں ڈال کر لے جا. لیکن وہ شخص کے لیے لے جانا چاہ رہا ہے وہ کوئی اور نہیں, میرا بابا علی ہے, جو مسجد میں بیٹھ کر سوکھی روٹی توڑ کر نمک کے ساتھ کھا رہا ہے. اور وہ سوکھی روٹی, جو کی روٹی کھا کے بتا رہا ہے دنیا والوں کو, خود کھا جانا کمال نہیں ہے بلکہ خود بھوکے اور فاقہ رہ کر ان کو کھلانا کمال ہے جو کھانے کے محتاج ہے. دسترخوان امام حسن بہت ہی مشہور ہے, اور دنیا کو, بعض علماء کے بقول آج دنیا کو جو رزق مل رہا ہے وہ دسترخوان امام حسن کا نتیجہ ہے, پھیلا ہوا ہے. آج مشہد آپ جائیں گے, دسترخوان امام رضا علیہ السلام مشہور دسترخوان ہے. ہم لوگ جاتے ہیں وہاں سے دسترخوان سے کچھ کھا کے آتے ہیں. اہل بیت نے ہمیشہ دسترخوان بچھایا ہے, دسترخوان لگایا ہے, رنگ برنگ کے کھانے اس میں لگائے. کبھی مادی خواہشات جسم کو سیراب کرنے کے لیے, کبھی علم کا دسترخوان لگایا, کہا کبھی محفل سجا دو ہماری کچھ حدیثیں سن لو, کبھی مجلس برپا کرو ہماری کچھ حدیثیں سن لو. وہ دسترخوان ہے جسم کو طاقتور بنانے کے لیے, یہ دسترخوان ہے روح کو طاقتور بنانے. دونوں دسترخوان اہل بیت نے بچھا دی. امام حسن مصطفیٰ مشہور ہے کہ دسترخوان لگایا, ہر لوگ آتے تھے وہاں سے کھاتے تھے اور چلے جاتے تھے. کئی حملے کیے گئے امام حسن مصطفیٰ پر, جملات کے حملے, تیغ کے حملے, نیزوں کے حملے. صبر کیا, ایک مقام تک اپنی شخصیت کو پہنچایا کہ دنیا آج امام کو امن کا پیغمبر کہتی ہے, صلح کا امام. کب جہاد کرنا چاہیے, کب صلح کرنا چاہیے, اگر سیکھنا چاہتے ہو تو فاطمہ کے بچوں سے سیکھو, وہ بتائیں گے تمہیں کب صلح کرنا چاہیے اور کب جہاد کرنا چاہیے. اور امام نے اپنے کردار سے ثابت کر دیا کہ دین اسلام کا پیغام کیا ہے. یہ عید بہت بڑی عید ہے, آشتی کی عید, دوستی کی عید, محبت کی عید. کیا میسج امام ہمیں دے رہے ہیں؟ اگر کمیونٹی میں دو فرد ایسے ہیں جو ایک دوسرے سے بات نہیں کرتے تو तो आज की ईद का तोहफा यह है कि वो बात करने लगे। अगर घर में मियां बीवी के दरमियान झगड़ा है तो 15 रमजान की ईद का फलसफा यह है कि उस झगड़े को दूर करें, फिर बात करने लगे। इसलिए कि दोस्ती की ईद है। दोस्ती की ईद का मतलब यह नहीं कि हम जश्न मनाए फिर दुश्मनी रहे, तो जश्न मनाया दुश्मनी रहे तो इसका इंपैक्ट हमारी जिंदगी में ना हो तो फिर ईद का कोई फायदा नहीं है। सवाब लूटना है, आप आ गए बैठ गए सवाब तो ले गए, बात सवाब की नहीं है, बात जन्नत की भी नहीं, बात है उसका इंपैक्ट हमारी जिंदगी में क्या होता है। दो भाई अगर बिछड़े हैं तो मिल जाए, दो दोस्त अगर बिछड़े हैं तो मिल जाए, दो खूनी रिश्ते अगर बिछड़े हैं तो मिल जाए, दो लोग अगर बिछड़े हैं तो मिल जाए। ये बेहतरीन मौका है कि इमाम हसन के नाम पर हम लोगों के दरमियान सुलह का पैगाम दें, अमन का पैगाम। आज दुनिया को भी हम अमन का पैगाम देते हैं, मारो नहीं, किसी को भी मत मारो, किसी को भी मत मारो। बोस्निया हर्ज़ेगोविना में मारा गया तो हमने कहा मत मारो, फिलिस्तीन में मारा जा रहा हम कह रहे हैं मत मारो, इराक में मारा जा रहा हम कह रहे हैं मत मारो, नहीं, कहीं भी किसी भी मजलूम इंसान को जब मारा जाता है तो हमारा सबसे पहला पैगाम यह कि उसको मत मारो। ये अमन का पैगाम है और मजहब तशय्यो की खसूसियत ही यही है कि हम अमन का पैगाम देते हैं, हम मारने का पैगाम नहीं देते। हाँ, कोई आकर हम पर हमला करे तो डिफेंस करना, जवाब देना और चीज है, लेकिन हम मारने का हुक्म नहीं देते। जब भी हमारी शिया हुकूमत रही है, जहां भी रही है, किसी आलिम ने, किसी मुश्तहिद ने ये फतवा नहीं दिया कि दूसरों को मार दो, दूसरों का घर चला दो। ये अमन का पैगंबर है, अमन का इमाम है। इंशाल्लाह अल्लाह हमें तौफीक दे, इमाम की जिंदगी को समझें और इमाम की खूबसूरत जिंदगी के लम्हात को अपनी जिंदगी में इम्प्लीमेंट करने की कोशिश करेंगे। खाई से दो चार शेर भी सुना देता हूँ दो चार मिनट में, ताकि जो मैंने लिखा है वो मेहनत सवारत हो जाए इंशाल्लाह। सलवात पढ़े मोहम्मद वाले मोहम्मद। माह रमदान है और बाज़ हमारे आयतुल्लाह जवाद अमली कहते हैं, जब भी वो तफसीर कुरान बयान करते हैं माह रमज़ान और मुबारक में कहते हैं कुरान सामित बाद में आया, कुरान नातिक पहले आ गया रमज़ान में। शब कद्र में कुरान सामित नाजिल हुआ, 15 रमज़ान को कुरान इमाम हसन कुरान नातिक हैं, बोलता हुआ कुरान, कुरान सामित बाद में आया है, कुरान नातिक पहले, ताकि कुरान नातिक पहले आकर ये ऐलान कर रहा है। कुरान सामित को अगर कोई समझा सकता है तो वो कुरान नातिक है। कुरान नातिक को छोड़कर कुरान सामित इंसान की समझ में नहीं है। ये अल्लाह का करम है, किताब बाद में भेज रहा है, मुअल्लिम पहले भेज रहा है। और मजहब तशय्यो की खसूसियत हासिल है, हमारे पास किताब भी है और उस्ताद भी है, किताब भी है और उस्ताद। माह रमज़ान है, रोज़ों का महीना है, तो मैंने रोज़ों का तस्करा भी कर दिया है ताकि रोज़ा भी रख लें, नमाज भी पढ़ लें और इंशाल्लाह इमाम को भी सलाम कर लें। केक तो अजान के बाद कटेगी वरना रोज़ों लोगों के रोज़ों में इश्काल पैदा हो जाए। अजान अजान हो जाए जी इंशाल्लाह। रोज़ा रखो कि आ गया रहमत का महीना, सजदा करो कि ये है इबादत का महीना, तस्बीह हो जिक्र फिक्र तिलावत का महीना, बरकत का और रब की जियारत का महीना। कुरान में खुदा का ये पैगाम आम है, बस मोमिनों के वास्ते माह सियाम है। उठो कि अपने रुख को खुदा की तरफ करो, तौबा व एतराफ़ खुदा खता की तरफ करो, साआत जिंदगी को दुआ की तरफ करो, बहरे नजात खुद को बका की तरफ करो। होगी दुआ कबूल हर एक रोज़ादार की, फसले खिजाओं पे होगी इनायत बहार की। होगी दुआ कबूल हर एक रोज़ादार की, फसले खजाओं पे होगी इनायत बहार की, फिर जलवागर ज़मीन पे खुदा का अमीन है। अमीन एक तखल्लुस है हमारे दूसरे इमाम का। फिर जलवागर ज़मीन पे खुदा का अमीन है, ये उम्मत नबी का इमाम मुबीन है, ये नूर फातिमा है अली का यकीन है, जिसका हसन है नाम घराना हसीन है। फिर जलवागर ज़मीन पे खुदा का अमीन है, ये उम्मत नबी का इमाम मुबीन है, ये नूर फातिमा है अली का यकीन है, जिसका हसन है नाम घराना हसीन है। पहली खुशी है आज नबी के मकान में, ऐसा पिसर कहाँ है भला आसमान में। पहली खुशी है आज नबी के मकान में, ऐसा पिसर कहाँ है भला आसमान में। मिसदाक़ इन्नमा है ये तफसीर हल अता, तकदीर मुस्तफ़ा है ये तदबीर मुर्तज़ा, मंजिल की इब्तिदा है ये मकसद की इंतहा, हाथों में इसकी सुलह है तो नजरों में करबला। ہاتھوں میں اس کی صلح ہے تو نظروں میں کربلا، یہ خاندان نور کا بھی نور آئین ہے۔ دیکھیں عام گھرانے کا نور آئین بن جانا آسان ہے، خاندان نور کا نور آئین بننا مشکل ہے۔ یہ خاندان نور کا بھی نور آئین ہے، زینب بہن ہے اس کی تو بھائی حسین ہے، یہ زینب بہن ہے اس کی تو بھائی حسین ہے۔ بس اے مظہر جمال و جلال خدا حسن، تو کشتی نجات کا ہے نا خدا حسن، مشہور کائنات ہے تیری عطا حسن، دونوں جہاں کا حسن ہے تجھ پر فدا حسن، ہے تیرا حسن دین خدا کی جبین پر۔ بس آخری شعر ہے، اذان بھی ہو رہی ہے، کک بھی کاٹنی ہے۔ ہے تیرا حسن دین خدا کی جبین پر، بٹتا ہے تیرے نام کا صدقہ زمین پر۔ صلوات پڑھی محمد والا۔